How many shirts do you reckon Kane has? Three?
No.
Four.
Probably five.
Five maximum.
No, I've got a lot. Same. I just like this shirt, especially that I go to the gym. I feel beefed out in it.
How long has it been since you've gone to the gym?
I went this morning at 5 o'clock.
Oh, what?
Really?
At 5 a.m.
I went to bed at 5 a.m. That's the difference between me and you.
Good on ya.
Sickening. I'm working on crypto these days, guys.
One of the PTs came up to me and asked if he can train with me.
Okay.
I think he's trying to get clients.
Nah. Because he's like, I went to, I wanted to train with him and I said, oh, let's do a deal. Like we do some social stuff and whatever.
So I'm trying to save
and
money.
And then he couldn't, he said, nah, I can't afford to do that at the time. So all right, sweet, no worries, let's not do it. And then he came up to me and asked me if he can train with me. And I said, what part of my training do you want to do? And he says, cause I meditate at the gym too. Like I do like meditation, breath work and stuff. Mm. And he says he wants to work on, he wants to do some training with that with me.
Breathing?
Yeah. Breath work. It's actually a lot of, it's actually a full thing.
Yeah, it is. You know,
you have asthma, don't you?
There's a,
mild, very mild.
Mm. No, but you can actually, like I've seen people like working on their core muscles by breathing. They're going like that.
Nah, not like that.
Like what?
No,
I think that's called a heart attack. And those people probably should be.
No, I've seen
emergency
it.
Should be contacted straight away.
Avisha's just walking through the park and she sees some old man going.
She's like, oh my gosh.
She's like, get those abs. Like, oh, get those abs, Gerald.
What a hardworking man.
No, but I think it's a thing. But that's good. 5 a.m. That's impressive. Good on you, man.
Yeah, I have to.
I did yoga this morning.
Did ya?
Yeah, for 10 minutes.
Okay, good.
But it was something. So Jared was like, I think you should like start your morning in a good way. So
Jared tell you everything to do. She's sitting on the couch eating salt and vinegar chips every fucking day, watching her shows, watching Married at First Sight. Jared's walking past. Oh
no!
Day 37 of Avnisha eating salt and vinegar chips and Mars bars.
It's actually icy poles.
Yeah, there
but,
you go.
Because he was like in the morning because he has really good like habits. Like he'll run or whatever, right? And he's like, you should like do something in the morning that like starts your morning off really, really positive. Because what I do, which is really bad, is I get up, I'll have my breakfast, make my tea or whatever, and then I will scroll on social media.
Ugh.
That's so bad.
It's really
the
bad.
The worst thing you can do.
No, I understand
it though, because I see it. Sometimes I'll wake up and I'll death scroll.
Doom scroll,
is that whatever. Yeah. I'll doom scroll for like 30 minutes. I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I hate that.
And it's such a bad way.
It ruins your day.
Yeah, it's not good. So he was like, let's do yoga together. We did 10 minutes and like, I am so like unfit.
It's so hard. Yoga's so hard.
It's like surprisingly difficult.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Are you in awe of Jared?
Yeah, 100%.
You are, right?
Yeah.
Is he in awe of you?
Yes.
I feel like the way Nishi talks about him, it's like, you know what I mean?
It's like
it's not a bad
him.
Thing. It's a great thing. Yeah. It's actually a great thing.
Yeah.
That's how
I wish
I
someone
him.
Looks at me that way one day.
They will.
No.
Someone
you
will come along.
Just, exactly.
Until then,
special person.
Until then, all you can do is this podcast.
Shit. That's all I have
crying.
To live for.
It's called Already Cancelled Welcome. You can like, subscribe. We do film and we record this at Hills Podcast Studio. My name's Kian, Yaz and Nishi join us. Today we're covering the Ryan Garcia dilemma.
Whoa.
Oh, something's
This is huge.
Yeah.
This is so unexpected. It's so unexpected to happen from a boxing champion to come out and say things that he said on a live chat with Andrew Tate. We'll get to that. The other day I went to a primary school open day for my daughter. She's turning 5 this year. She goes to school next year.
Oh, big step.
So there was a few fun things that happened there. It's a cancel squad takeover as well, Yaz.
Yeah, we had someone DM me privately, which was weird, about a little relationship problem that she had. It shouldn't be a problem, but it's become a problem.
Oh, no.
We'll talk about it when it gets there.
All right. Well, let's kick this off right now.
Already cancelled.
Already cancelled. Already cancelled.
Okay. So first up, Ryan Garcia. Now, if you don't know who he is, he's quite young as well. I think he's early 20s. He's
25.
A boxer. 25. He's a boxer. And he's known for his boxing, like his videos of him punching and the speed of his punches. It's just like, whoa.
He's a great fighter.
Like you blink and you've been hit 7 or 8 times. That's what I see him as.
Oh my gosh.
absolute beast. He has been around. He's actually been on social media quite a bit, but he's come out recently. Something's surfaced with him. He was on a chat with Andrew Tate.
Is this just like a random live stream?
No, this is on X Spaces, which is like their live stream conversations that they have on X, which is obviously the old Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so
yeah,
Andrew
yeah.
Tate goes on and opens up conversations, and Ryan Garcia joined the chat. And what Ryan had to say has just blown up all across social media. And it's off the back of a few different posts that people are going, there's some strange behavior going on with him.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to have a listen to what he had to say?
I'm a bit scared, but yeah.
Like now it goes for a minute 48. I'll be pausing it and in and out and stuff as we go, but there is some swearing and there is some really explicit content in what you're about to hear.
Okay.
Hey, bro. All right. Talk to us.
Bro, I don't give a f***, bro. They held me down and they made me watch little kids get f***. I don't give a f*** anymore.
Where?
Bro, they f***ing took me to the f***ing woods, bro, and they f***ing tied. I'm not f***ing joking, bro. I have f***ing proof, bro. I don't give a f***, bro. I f***ing will show you every f***ing video you could ever f***ing believe. Bohemian Grove is real. They f***ing tied me down and they made me f***ing watch, dog. I absolutely don't give a f*** anymore. Yes, I f***ing lost it. They're f***ing little kids.
Who?
Bro, you know the higher elites, bro. You already know who they are, bro.
You know the path you're going down is dangerous, my friend.
I don't give a f***. They can't touch me. I'm a god.
Well, that's the first point of contention because I care about you a lot and I can assure you from my own personal experience that they can touch you, which is
bro,
the worst part
no,
about
they
it.
Can't, bro. All right, so come touch me, you f***ing bitch.
You have proof of this on your phone?
Yes, of course I do. If Alex could get a f***ing video from the Bohemian Grove, of course I could.
Well, I have to be careful what I say because I'm in the middle of a judicial process right now.
Okay, so.
My gosh.
There's a few things to take away from that.
I have a lot of questions.
Firstly, Bohemian Grove. That's one
question.
Thing to come out there.
Yeah.
What is Bohemian Grove? Have you guys ever heard about it before?
No.
No idea, but you know what? It's trending on Google right now.
Yes. Now, this has to do a lot with conspiracy theories, but with the assistance of ChatGPT and the research that it knows and it has, I'm just going to read what ChatGPT says about Bohemian Grove. I've seen some stuff. There's also something in there about Alex and Alex getting a video, which I'll talk to you about that soon because that relates to Alex Jones.
What if ChatGPT is a part of the Illuminati?
Well, who knows?
And it's hiding.
But this is what it is. Oh, in general terms, what it is. Bohemian Grove is a private 2,700-acre campground located in Monte Rio, California, which is owned by San Francisco-based men's art club known as Bohemian Club. Established in 1872, the club counts amongst its members some of the most powerful men in the world, including politicians, business leaders, artists, musicians, and other influential figures. So once or twice a year, they go out for a 2 to 3 week encampment each summer. Which is known for its secrecy and exclusivity. They actually do performances, theatrical productions, lectures, and nature walks. And the event is known for its famous lakeside talks, right? Where a lot of these businessmen come around and they go and do their talks about science, politics, whatever. But one of the things that that pops up here, and you may have seen this before, is a giant owl, a big, large owl statue, which is it symbolizes the club's mascot.
I think I've seen that on social media, like people trying to sneak in to see this owl.
Yes. So this owl is where they claim where rituals take place.
It is actually one of the scariest things to see. All you got to do is just Google Bohemian owl and you'll see it come up. It is actually a freaky image.
Yeah, big time.
It doesn't, like, it's very eerie.
I just Googled it then. Yeah, that's exactly what I've seen on social media. It gives me goosebumps.
Dude, anyway. Anything, I'm sorry, but anything that has an altar and then on top of that altar is a statue, like that's freaky.
Do you remember when I told you 2 episodes ago about dark magic and the only way it works is if you actually have an altar?
Yeah, you did mention that, yeah.
Some of the US presidents that's been a part of this, Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, Eisenhower, some business leaders, have they got the list here? From banking, oil, technology, and manufacturing. There's some political figures as well.
Literally everything that runs the world.
There's just really powerful, influential people in this. Okay, cool. So we now know what it is. Now, I think maybe 20-ish years ago, Alex Jones actually snuck into this campground, Bohemian campground, and filmed a ritual at the time. I'm not sure if you've seen the video before.
I'm going to watch it.
Pull up the video if you can see it. and explain what it is. But essentially, what from my memory, there was this men around this large statue chanting, singing, things like that. Right. Now, you can't claim anything from seeing that. Like from seeing that, okay, people meet secretly. It's like me, us three meeting here and we do a podcast.
Right.
Not the next person over there doesn't know what we're talking about, doesn't know what we're doing. They just see what they see, right?
But I mean, okay, a bit weird. You're all underneath chanting, singing, you know, underneath this evil looking owl. Like that's creepy.
There's no footage coming up. I can't find any footage on it.
Yeah. Well, they've obviously removed what they can
remove. Okay. So a few things I want to say here. One, Ryan Garcia. Look, great sportsman, great fighter. Is he all there? I don't think so.
Why do you say
that? That's the first thing. Oh, just seeing him as the person he is and the things he says and how he carries himself on social media, I just feel like he's not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Okay.
So I don't know if maybe I'm not saying that this didn't happen, but maybe he's trying to get clout. He's got fights coming up.
But to say something like that, that is very...
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's not all there.
Yeah.
He will say this shit. It's not the first time he's done some wild stuff like that.
But I don't think it's fair to say he's not all there. This topic in which he's discussed, it's a very that's trauma heavy, right? It's very hard to lie about trauma heavy stuff.
But if you're okay, but if you can, I just say something. If you've actually experienced something like that, would you go on social media and start saying, "I'm a god, I'm untouchable"?
Yeah,
I'm
never this, said I'm that he was a god, though.
No, yes, he did.
No, he said God's on his side.
No, he didn't. He said, didn't. "I'm a god."
He goes, "I'm a god." He literally
he said they
I'm
can't
a god.
Touch me. I'm a god.
I need to find that.
Yeah,
they can't touch me. I'm a god.
I heard I'm with God.
They can't touch me. I'm a god.
Okay, maybe.
I am with God.
I heard him say, "I'm
he's
with
been,
God."
He's been punched one too many times in the jaw. I'm
interesting
god.
You say that. Interesting but, you say that.
Interesting. He might have said, "I'm with God." There, yeah, you're right. Sorry, Ken.
Can I understand something? Bohemian Grove, I'm assuming the purpose for it is to have these ceremonies or these rituals that they do. Like it's like a cult for them to practice dark magic to allow them, the people in the group and the members to one, get what they want.
Remain in power.
Or remain in, okay, remain in power.
Power, profit, control.
You got to remember there's stories that go around about certain people like for example, let's give Mr. Garcia here some merit about what he saw, right? They'll be able to use what happened there with him as blackmail for
against
something
him.
In the future against him. So if you don't want to play our game, that's fine. We'll play our own game and play with your life.
Where have you heard that before?
Music labels, record labels.
Epstein Island.
Epstein's Island, yeah,
Epstein's,
that's right.
Epstein's house in Brooklyn. Yeah. Or in I don't know if it's in Brooklyn, but in the New York, there was a lot of stuff that happened.
So they will record you doing some things knowing damn well that it will ruin
or
your
even being
life.
Around them.
Or even being around it, simple as that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's literally, yeah, life ending, really.
Well, career ending, definitely.
I just don't, if this is all real, I don't get how people put like why? What is like why? Like I just don't get it. Like
it's all about the agenda.
Power, profit, control. That's the main three things.
Yeah, but once again, it's like having a good life or running after those three things. I will never understand. Like how you, I just don't get it.
Well, maybe you haven't had a taste of them yet.
It's a whole other world out there.
I mean, if you had a taste of absolute power, if you had a taste of huge profits and the taste of control, it's probably addictive, wouldn't it be?
No, I honestly don't think so. Like, and the reason why I say it is because I'd rather have a good conscience. I'd rather have a clear mind. I'd rather have a happy life.
Because you're not an evil person, Nish.
Than have those kind of things in my head knowing I've done something wrong. Like that to me is like, that would be the literal version of hell on
Earth.
Well,
they know, they obviously have some knowledge and they probably have a cheat code. And the cheat code is if I tell you what I'm going to do to you and you do nothing about it, nothing can come back to me and I have no karma. And that's the cycle they do. And that's when it comes through with movies, the predictive program that this is going to happen or this can happen. So when it does happen, we told you about it. So you actually have accepted it.
You're talking about Satanism. Right, in general.
No, I'm talking about people in power that have the power to be able to have the cheat code, and the cheat code is if I tell you what I'm going to do,
yeah,
then I do it, and you do nothing about it, I have no karma.
You're literally describing the fundamentals of Satanism. That's
well,
what it is.
Okay, well, I don't know. I've never studied Satanism.
So Satanism, for example, if you I wouldn't say the word is karma, but essentially being like, let's say, judged in the afterlife, right? If you're doing something wrong to a group of people, but they are accepting it, then they take the word I'm looking for here?
Well, the wheel of karma is broken. It doesn't come back to you.
It's like, for example, Balenciaga. I'm sorry, but Balenciaga, one of the most evil companies on the planet.
Right.
Very obvious. Remember 2 years ago, they had the whole issue with...
That whole promotional campaign that they did was so wrong.
Yeah, but what are they doing? They're putting it in front of your face and we're accepting it. Balenciaga is still one of the most profitable companies on the planet. We're accepting the fact that we know that they're evil and we're still buying their products.
Well, a lot of people aren't.
And they're putting it in our face. They're putting it in our face.
Yeah, I've heard about that concept where they go and there's been conspiracy theories and stuff from that with like certain company logos, colors that companies use and all of that as a way to like they're actually showcasing it to you what they're doing in a very secretive manner, but it's still showcasing and that's why they can continue to be successful. But like, I don't know, does this sound a bit weird?
Of course it sounds weird.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
of course it sounds weird.
It doesn't sound like, I don't know.
Ryan Garcia tweeted about 5 hours ago, by the way.
What did he tweet?
Just the way it starts is weird. I, Ryan Garcia. That's how it starts, guys. We know it's Ryan Garcia.
It's on your account.
I, Ryan Garcia, will not be speaking or tweeting or writing anything other than my fight, boxing and sports. All topics of discussion will be discussed after my fight. 5 weeks of focus. You have my word.
Let's see if he makes it to the fight.
Because
you hear what Andrew Tate said. Andrew Tate said, you're going down a dangerous road. They can touch you. And he's like, they can't. I got God with me, whatever. Let's see what happens. His family has come out. Because Aiden Ross made an unpopular comment, and it's actually quite close to what you said, Yaz, about him not being there. But Aiden Ross came out and said that I can hear in his voice, he might be having a little bit of a breakdown, which is a lot more surface level than what you said. But he's copping heat for that. And a lot of people are turning on Aiden about that. But Aiden's a whole nother topic. Like there's some videos of him coming out recently where he looks like he is off his head, like on hard, heavy drugs.
Oh, poor guy.
To the point where people have called into his show, into his stream, to actually ask if he's on it. And he obviously denied it.
Well, maybe he's going through some things. Hopefully he's okay.
So it's just so weird and strange. And the erratic social media behavior is quite intense. His brother and his ex-wife has come out and said that to pray for King Ryan in this moment.
You know, who he's dating, right?
No.
What's that Aussie OnlyFans chick's name? She's got a massive ass on her. What's her name? Michaela Tesla.
Oh, Michaela. Tesla? Yeah, I don't know.
Don't know who that is.
She's a big social media person.
She's a porn star, bro.
And she was associated with Anna Paul, and I think she dated Anna Paul's brother.
And Anna Paul is another porn star.
and they were dating for however long, and then they broke up, and that was – people were very invested in that and
how the hell did Anna Paul get so big? Like what? Bro, she's actually one of the only Australian celebrities I know of that was shutting down malls and shutting down shopping centres.
She still does it, yeah.
Who else? Margot Robbie won't even do that.
She would.
Margot Robbie will not shut down a Westfields, bro.
Well, did you see the premiere and how many people were there for her for the premiere? The whole streets were like shut down because people wanted to come see her.
But that was because of Barbie.
No. This was for, started with B.
Barbie.
No, Babylon. 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 People were crazy. She's amazing. She's Margot Robbie. But you know what? Anna Paul, what I will say, you know, whatever she does is her business, but her vlogs, if you've ever seen her vlogs.
I have.
She's very likable. Like her vlogs are very done very well.
Have you ever seen her OnlyFans?
No, and I don't want to see her OnlyFans.
See, I'm more knowledgeable than you are. I've seen all her videos.
You've seen more.
I've seen everything.
Quite in depth. Well, look, all I can say is some psychologists have come out and said that you can't, it's very difficult for one person to lie about that type of trauma and going through those types of things. People are concerned about his, the erraticness of his posting and what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But look, if he's gone through something like that and it's another release of information as to what's going on behind the scenes at this particular club, it's just, you know, I've always, the last couple of years since the COVID shutdown and the lockdowns, there has been an abundance of release of information that has really woken up everyone around the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this could be part of that release of information, what actually goes on in some of these clubs, you know, yeah, these elite clubs. And if that's what's going on in there, then we need to make sure that we go and stop that.
Well, yeah, and every single person involved should be bloody bad things should happen to them.
Well, I'll just say it. You said it before. Say it again. What is it you think should happen to them?
Just say it.
Okay. I think that everyone-
before you answer. You get invited into a room of Nisha.
Oh God!
You know for a fact these people they're in there.
Yeah, like these evil people evil things.
Yeah,
like
it's like been proven. This. That's it. You know it's them, right? And you have a choice of weapons there, and you can do whatever you want to them when you walk in. But it has to be you, Nisha. What do you do?
I'd burn them. Whoa. That sounds very intense.
Holy shit!
I'm sorry. I get that, but you know. If they're you know, with the children and everything like that, if all that's actually true, yes, they should
burn
be
them
burned,
alive.
Burn them alive because they're the devil. Like, I'm sorry, but they are. Like, this when it comes to children, when it comes to just I have no tolerance, and I think that
obviously,
they should get what they deserve, and they and that sounds really heavy and intense, but.
I agree with you. It's fun. I'll torture
not
him.
Okay.
I would torture him slowly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why would Ryan Garcia be invited to one of those things? I don't get it.
There's a level you get invited. Yeah. Why is he there in the first place?
Can I tell you?
That's the big question.
Why did they also like what they? Because what it sounds like is they took him like they almost like a kidnapping.
They said
kind
they tied him down.
Yeah, and then they.
Now you're a boxer. Wouldn't you be able to fight your way out unless they held weapons to him?
There could be like 10 of them.
Guns and stuff.
Yeah, he's not Rambo, bro. Like, it's real life. Yeah, I'm sure 5 people can hold a boxer down. But this is, can I say what I think's going on?
Yeah.
Like this is what I think. I'm not saying this stuff doesn't happen. We know we live in an evil world. Messed up shit happens all the time. We know it for a fact. There are a hierarchy that control the world and they do some pretty nasty shit. But what I think is Ryan Garcia is very religious, right?
Yeah.
He is a conspiracy theorist too. He believes a lot of weird shit. I think he's put these two together and he said, I have influence. I can actually try change the world. Maybe if I come up with this story and say this is what's happened, people will start listening and believing me and I'm doing the work of God here and I'm trying to help people. And
then so he's make up a story.
So he's made this up to try to get people to believe it and try to make change because he truly believes it.
Right.
That this stuff actually exists. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel like he's trying to. Behavior. I feel like he's trying to make a change through his influence.
He's a good actor then because that his voice seemed very like it seemed like that really happened to him.
I'd be crying. I wouldn't be angry. I'd be crying. Well, about it.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, it could have happened a year ago and you've cried for a year. Now you're angry about it.
Yeah, that's
I guess,
true.
Look, we'll never know, to be honest, but.
Well, I mean, he said he has proof.
Oh, well, that's true.
Drop the proof. Why wouldn't you just drop it straight away?
Off the bat. That's another question. Why not?
Yeah.
Drop it straight away.
Maybe he's scared, but he came out and talked about it, so I don't know.
Well, the more we find out, the more we'll tell you. I've got to jump onto this. My daughter, a couple of days ago, we went to her open day for her school next year, which I'm very happy about and excited.
Like
and also, yeah, to go to kindergarten. she's only four. And it's such a, I mean, if you've had kids or you've got little cousins or nieces and nephews, you know how quick they grow up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And to see her grow up so quick, it's just like, wow, you can't believe it. You blink of an eye, you're like, shit, where did it go?
Aww.
But yeah, it was great. We went around the school and we had like some of the prefects and the class captains or color captains take us around the school and do a tour. And we ended up having morning tea. Aww. And obviously I'm sneaking all these, you know, half cut up wraps and stuff. And
I'm trying
not to be the one that eats all the food, but it always ends up being me doing that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we get to this section in the hall, and it's this woman talking about how they try to teach kids emotional intelligence now. And I thought, this is so good because we never had that in school. What we had was just academics and that's it. But what they do is they like, have you, I don't know if you've seen the movie, I can't remember the name of it now, but it's about emotions, and it's like, you know, anger, anxiety, sadness, happiness, all those different emotions that we have.
Mm.
And they actually like survey the kids after lunchtime and after recess and maybe after when they start school and when they finish school, and they say, where are you? Are you, what color are you at the moment? And each color represents a feeling.
Wait, is this in the movie or real life?
No, this is in the, this is what they do at the school, right?
They do that at the school?
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure.
Well, not really, because you're just asking the question and then the kid just says what they are, and then they can review it over time.
Yeah.
I think it's good. You know,
how the kid's feeling. And if they notice that the kid's always in the blue or always in the green, they can start to, you know, see what they can do to work around that and see if there's any issues. Maybe there's like bullying. It's like another interesting way to find out how kids are feeling.
Yeah. Is this just at this school or does every
school do
this?
I think this is something that they're starting to bring into a lot of the schools, but it's at this one. And I thought that was really cool. So I'm talking to this girl about it, and and she starts explaining all that to me. And there's one other thing that she teaches, what they teach at the school, and it's about like reaction management. And I started going, okay, what's this? So she was explaining, like, you know, if something happens to a kid, they try to teach them how to react to it. Like if it's like over the top or if it's like, it's not a big deal sort of thing, and they try to help them react. So she's explaining that, and she goes, okay, for example, let's just say if a kid cuts their wrist.
Right.
Like slits their wrist. And then,
whoa,
she took a step back.
She said that.
She said that. And then she quickly changed her word. I mean, broken their arm.
Oh, God.
If a 5-year old slits their wrist, that's what she said. Like, not 5-year old, but she.
But if a kid slits their wrist, and then she goes, oh, no, I mean, break their arm. And then, like, how do we help them react? What's the appropriate reaction for it? And I started thinking, this is just like, hold on for a second, just stop. You said, what did you say?
Oh gosh.
Did she mean like, but she accidentally cut?
No, I didn't think she meant like actually going like, to slit the wrist.
Yeah,
no, not. I mean,
but the way that she said it and how it came out, and when she realized she said it.
Was she talking to you directly or a group?
Yeah, to me and my wife and my sister, because her kid's same age.
Yeah.
And we all were just like, it was just such a weird moment.
It's, I mean, it's very dark. So that's why when someone says that off the bat, you wouldn't anticipate it. But I think she probably meant like cut. Like,
but to quickly change it to, and then why is that the first thing on the mind?
Is this going to be
And I'm just like, you know, it was just interesting.
Yeah.
But the whole point of them actually teaching a kid these days, what we never had, is how to react to something. And she started listing off things like, say, for example, they get a paper cut. Do you need to be screaming and crying in the corner?
You know what's so ironic? I have to just cut you short. She's trying to tell you that they've got this whole thing in place about teaching how to react. And then your reactions to what she said, you're probably thinking need to be managed as well, because you don't know.
What do you mean? She said slit the wrist. How are you meant to react?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, am I meant to go, oh, yeah, that's normal. Like, how am I meant to react to that?
No, I know, exactly. Maybe she could give some tips.
It's just such a morbid thing to say in a calm conversation.
But I thought it was really good how these days in schools, the kids are getting taught emotional intelligence, which I think is really powerful.
Yeah.
And then the reaction intelligence as well, because kids can overreact and people can overreact.
Yeah, of course.
But then, like, it's like, is it taking, I don't know if it, do you think it sounds like they're taking away, or they actually, like, taking away from a kid expressing themselves?
No, I think
or are they adding value to that?
Because I'll tell you something, and I can only go off my nieces here, right? One of my nieces, she's a genius. Like, I actually think she's going to take over the world one day.
Really?
Whether it's positive or evil, I'm not sure yet. But she
don't let her get under my wing then.
She knows how to manipulate situations because she knows what works and what doesn't, in the sense, right?
Right.
And like, if she doesn't get her way, it's like screaming and yelling and blah, 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 because she knows all that we want to do now is keep her quiet, so she's going to get what she wants.
Yeah,
I don't fall for that bullshit. Yeah. I don't. I'm very harsh. I'll like scream. I can scream louder than you and I'll start screaming back at her.
Yeah.
But then I get in trouble for doing that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But then my mum, you know, her grandma or whatever, my sister, her auntie, they'll like run up to him like, oh, are you okay? Okay, let's get this for you. All right, let's do this.
Yeah,
let's
do
that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, she needs to learn this. And that's actually really good that in school they're like trying to teach
her. Yeah, they teach her.
Now, I think that's good, because like what you're meant to do is just let them, there's a tough love, but also like just you can act however you want to act. It doesn't change. This is the rules. Like that's a life lesson as well. So I understand why you would just, I wouldn't scream back.
I'm like, but, I literally look at her, I can scream louder than yeah. you. And then she'd be like, ah, and then I'll start screaming. And my mum will walk in going, what's going on?
No, yeah, you yeah. know what though? Like I'm so petty. Like my nephew, and he would have been like, gosh, 4 at the time. And he had this thing where, actually, I should probably learn how to react because like yeah. now we all need to learn it.
Yeah.
He would dictate the what goes on the TV. And I was sick of watching YouTube and I was sick of like him only watching 10 minutes of a movie and then wanting to replay that scene 20 times.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to take the remote. And Jared walked in, I kid you not, to both me and this 4-year-old. Yeah. Him crying and me being like, not today. And we're literally going back and forth. And like, obviously like my sister-in-law, she was nowhere to be seen. So I took full advantage,
take advantage of it. Yeah.
And Jared was like, what are you doing? I was like, this kid.
It's the devil. It's the devil.
Honestly, reaction is a great thing to learn.
Yeah.
Because at any age you can learn it.
Well, then
it can
be good. So then we finished the conversation with this lovely lady and her table set up, she had like a picture frame of something and then the picture frame broke and fell because it's broken. Then she turns around, she goes, oh, my frame's broken. And then I pulled out because it said that you'd have to take a leaflet and on the leaflet it had the 4 emotions. So I pulled it out and I said, well, what color are you right now? And she goes, red. And then she goes, it just keeps on falling down. And I said, well, there's no reason to have to blabber on and overreact about it, is it? And I was like, yeah, I walked away with this big smile, like I got her.
Yeah.
And she blamed your kids not coming to the school. Yeah.
She loved it. But all in all, I spoke to the principal and all this stuff. It was a good school. So I'm excited about the journey of letting of Lila going into school.
Yeah.
She's a big girl now.
Do you know who her kindergarten teacher is going
to
be?
Or
you
don't know? I don't know the teachers yet, but we have to get interviews and things like that. So.
Is it fun?
Goes down. It's fun. It's exciting, but it's also like it's a bittersweet moment because she's growing up. But I always was about like progression. I'm always about that. But then like I look back and I'm like, too fast.
Slow down
every day. Just live every day.
Yeah.
But yes.
Oh, that's so exciting though.
Interesting stuff.
And you know what's the greatest thing is like as they go through school and they find their like feet and their personality and like their friendship.
Oh, they have that before they even go to school nowadays, eh?
Yeah.
Their personality just pops.
But like I guess like more like life experience. Yeah. And then they come to you and they're like, this happened and blah, blah, blah. And then it's like a whole
I know all of Lila's chapter. Friends.
Oh, do you?
She comes home, she tells me who's naughty, who's nice, who did this, who did that, what the teachers are doing. These kids just come and they just talk.
Yeah.
They go, did you know that the sun and the earth and they start talking about space? You're like, wow. Yeah. You're just blown away.
Wait till you start doing like helping her homework with her homework.
Shotgun not.
Yeah. No, you know how difficult it's going to. Nah, what they teach you in like, once you hit like year 5, I reckon, year 5 and year 6.
We should do a test. We should do like a maths test of like a year 6 maths test and see how we go.
Oh gosh.
I was helping my niece with her homework, kindergarten.
Yeah.
And they're learning how to read. Yeah. Right. Now, do you guys remember how we learnt to read back in school? Do you guys recall how it was done and like the way that they taught us?
Not really, hey. I remember equations, but I don't remember.
Well, in kindergarten, equations.
Yeah, I remember like 3 plus
Indian.
2.
Oh, yeah, Indian. This is different. They were doing like Pythagoras.
Yeah,
theorem.
She was doing arithmetic and everything.
Yeah. No, I thought we all did that. No, we
did equations in kindergarten. We were colouring in, trying to colour inside
maybe
the lines.
Maybe I have a memory wrong then. Maybe it wasn't.
Equations began.
It was like 1 plus 1.
Year 7, year 8.
Year 7, year 8, bro. Like high school. What's wrong with you? You were not doing equations in primary school.
I have a memory. I have an actual memory. This is, and I kid you not, I'm not bullshitting you. This is the memory I have. Being in school, getting a piece of paper, and I recall it being like kindergarten. It's obviously wrong. And it's like 1 plus 1 equals 3 plus 2. And I remember looking at the sheet of paper and just writing random numbers. And then after class, well, after school, I had swimming practice.
Well, that was random, but
that's the memory.
Swimming practice. Okay, so firstly, I'm pretty sure maths starts in like year 2.
No, I think math starts right from the get-go, but it's like apple and banana.
Or not
like
in kindergarten.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? It's like it's real visual and it's like of items and stuff.
So this is what I learned real quick.
yeah.
Because I started teaching her how we learned to read, which was sound it out, right? Yeah, it was like A is right?
The and vowels. Like,
but they don't do that.
What do they do?
So now it's all visual. So it's about like knowing the word from what it looks like. Does that make sense? Even though that is reading, that's exactly what reading is.
Yeah.
But they don't do the whole sound it out
thing.
They
do association.
It's association.
So they go, think of a red fruit, that's apple. Is that what you mean?
No.
Okay.
No. It was like, because her mum came and she's like, oh no, that's not how they teach them anymore. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, it's more like you look at it and you know the shape of it. Like, you know how a square is, we know a square is a square.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they'll look at the word boy and because it's shaped that way, they'll know that that is boy.
So they recognize the word. So that's like looking at like hieroglyphics or like looking at emojis.
Yeah.
So you know the word because of the way it looks.
What it looks like. So that's how they teach them.
What about a blind kid?
I was getting confused. A blind kid?
Yeah.
Well, they won't be reading in any way that way.
They'd be reading.
They would have braille. So that'd be taught. Okay, I guess they just taught a different way then.
Obviously. Yeah.
But what if you went blind? Oh, you just learn a different way.
Yeah.
Okay, ignore all that.
That's my biggest fear, by the way, guys. Whoa.
Well, I'm gonna organize a maths test. Oh, sorry for your fear.
I will destroy you all. Don't make my fear. I will destroy you all at maths.
Okay, well let's put that to the test. Look, next episode, I'm maths terrible. Test. Next episode, maths test. Math test.
Did you know did you guys remember the basic skills test? Did you do basic skills in Canberra?
We had a averaging test.
That's probably what it was.
That's probably yeah.
Anyways. Year 3 and year 5, I had the highest score in mathematics in New South Wales.
Really?
Which was 100%. I didn't get one thing wrong. Both year 3 and year 5.
I don't know if that's a flex though, because like-
Kian's doing the little squinty eyes at me. I have, my dad has the thing.
Bring it in.
One thing he holds on to.
Bring it in on the next episode.
I will. Do you know what he did? So my high school HSC came in.
Yeah.
Like the results for whatever it was called at the time. ATAR, uterus, whatever it was called.
ATAR.
UTS. What was it called?
Before that it was-
UAI.
UAI.
USC. No.
Oh, USC is New South Wales, though, isn't
probably
it?
UAI.
No, it's UAI.
UAI. And then I think our age group was the first to get into ATARs.
Yeah, that's what we did too. I think ours was ATAR.
It was Australian recognized.
Yeah, I think mine was ATAR.
It's so funny because in high school, I was so against the schooling system that I was like protesting against it and shit. And I was like leaving every exam. I'd never do an exam like on purpose. Right. My parents hated it, obviously, as they would. But I just hated the fact. And it all stemmed from me not getting into a music class that I really wanted to do. Because they were like, oh, you're only doing it to like – bludge and like not actually do work. And I'm like, no, it's the only thing I actually like in this world.
Yeah, music.
So they didn't let me do it. And I said, you know what? I don't want to do any of this
That's
shit.
That's his villain origin story. That's 100%. How it begins.
And then when I got my results back, my dad literally pulled out the one from year 3 and year 5. And then he pulled out the new one.
Oh,
and
no.
He's like, what happened?
Where did you like, go wrong?
What happened? Look at the difference. And I'm like, yeah. Anyways, I'll bring it in for you.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'll bring it in for you.
The only thing I'm good at is algebra. That's the one thing that I'm good at just saying.
Wait, anyway. Hold on. I missed that sentence. What was that?
Yeah, what was it?
Algebra. Oh, algebra.
And English also. She was holding All right, say it one more time, quick.
Okay, hold on for a second, everyone.
No, I don't have to say it now.
Make sure you go to YouTube, make sure you go to Instagram and you watch this back.
Yeah.
To see her when she realizes that she said algebra.
That was unfortunate.
Say it one more time.
Algebra. I just said it wrong again.
Hey, well, you can't make this up. People think Avnisha puts it on.
No, they do.
They truly believe she puts it on. She's not that smart, guys.
I am smart.
Like, no, and comedically, you're not smart enough to put it on. It's too genius.
Yeah, that's right. Hence the reason why she sits in the middle of us, yeah. So we both have great views at watching what the hell she's going to mess up today.
The amount of times, I don't know if Avnisha notices how we look at each other.
Yeah.
So you'll say something and then I'll look at Ken. Ken will look at me and be like, do you notice it?
No, but to be fair, like, there's certain words that I've had difficulty saying.
Is that, that's what she said when she got zero on her English test as well.
Oh.
Yeah, I was okay. English was in my strong suit, but I did all right.
No, but that English is not how you say words, I guess.
English is the most stupid this class just hates, on earth.
Hates
so dumb.
Education.
Algebra. I thought she said a zebra for a second.
Well, that's how she does. The same like
yeah.
melody and syllables, right?
We're running out of time.
Are we? Yeah.
We're running out of time. What are you thinking? Do you want to extend it today, or do you want to save this for another episode? The next thing.
Well, they don't know what cancel squad's thing is just anyway, yet. So it could be a surprise for next time.
It can be a surprise for next time.
Yeah.
But now I'm putting myself in the listener's shoes, and they're probably like, "Oh, I want to hear it."
If they've made it this far, do they want to hear it, or should it be something that we lead with?
I really don't care, to be honest. How long have we been talking for?
42 minutes.
Jesus Christ, we blabber on, don't we?
Well, how about this? Next episode, you'll hear about the cancel squad takeover.
You had to really think about your words then. I saw you think every word to make sure you didn't stuff up.
I can't
say it one more
right
time,
now.
Quick.
Oh, which one? That word?
The word.
The word? Algebra.
Yeah,
sure. Well done. And we're going to end it on a win. On a win, and we'll see you next time with the cancel squad takeover. Thanks for being here. It's Kane Yaz of Nisha with Already Cancelled.
See you guys. Bye.
Already cancelled.
If you like the podcast, prove it. Like, share, and subscribe. And don't forget to leave us a cheeky review.